Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And today you could just sit back and relax because we're headed out on a cruise.
Ah, what could go wrong? Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Attack of Geckozilla.
A screwdriver. Callie, did you take my screwdriver?
I wouldn't take your dumb screwdriver, Bart. I just want to go to the water slide. Mom, can I go already?
Callie, I'd like you to go with your brother.
No!
That is, if he can pull himself away from his science project.
Still working on your gizmo, eh, Bartman?
Can't talk right now, Dad. I'm almost done fixing my growth ray.
Only you would choose school over vacation.
Not school, science. Ah! There's my screwdriver.
Bart, we only have 3 days left on the cruise, and you've hardly left this cabin since we arrived.
Just take a look outside.
Isn't the Pacific Ocean beautiful?
Pacific Ocean? More like terrific ocean, am I right?
Ugh, Dad.
Bart, you should put your gadget down and enjoy your vacation. I think I can even see the amphitheater on the deck below us.
Later, once I'm done.
Hey, Bart, why did you close the door? The breeze was so refreshing.
He's just mad because Dennis beat him at the science fair.
Shut up, Callie. My ray would have worked if I had more time to finish it.
Oh, honey, are you still mad about that? I know you and Dennis worked on that together, but you chose to make your own project for the fair instead.
Dennis never would have won if I wasn't there to begin with.
But you couldn't make it work.
Callie.
Bart even took some of Dennis's shrink juice.
Callie.
Wait. Is that what this vial of purple liquid is?
Dad, put that back. The vial is very fragile.
I'm just looking at it. Calm down. No need to rock the boat, eh? Like we're on a boat?
Dad.
Bart, did you steal Dennis's shrinking formula?
No, I'm just borrowing it.
He doesn't know you took it.
Hey!
Bartholomew.
I just took a sample to analyze, so I could figure out how to grow an object instead of shrinking it.
You shouldn't have taken it without asking.
I'll return it. Now that I've figured out how it works, I can submit my growth ray for the ICEF deadline next week.
The nationwide science fair thing?
The International Science and Engineering Fair, yes. I have to beat Dennis this time.
If you just apologize to Dennis, I'm sure he'd let you rejoin him.
Bart never apologizes.
Weren't you going to the water slides, Callie?
You should go with her and get out of this stuffy little cabin.
Yeah, take a look at all the activities they have in this itinerary.
Virtual reality arcades, tightrope obstacle courses, ooh, a glow-in-the-dark planetarium.
Your father and I are even trying out a sensory deprivation chamber. An hour floating in a pitch-black soundproof pod. Sounds like heaven.
How about you pick a few of these activities to do?
Not until I'm done.
Thought so. I'll be at the pool.
Honey, look, our sensory deprivation session is about to start.
All right, let's go. We'll see you later, Bart.
Finally, some time alone. Huh? Is someone there? Is Callie's backpack moving? Whoa, Licky? I can't believe Callie brought her gecko on vacation. Actually, you just gave me an idea, Licky. Come here. Ugh, stop licking me. Ugh, your tongue is so sticky. Just sit here on the desk and stay still. Experiment log number 13. I have learned that Dennis's serum shrinks a subject by forcing it to expunge all excess fluid from its mass. Knowing this has allowed me to finish my growth ray. One zap will grow Licky here to nearly triple his original size. Okay, stay still, Licky. This won't hurt a bit. What? That should have worked.
I forgot my goggles. Have you seen... Licky! What are you doing to him? Give him back!
Why'd you bring your lizard on board? You know pets aren't allowed on a cruise ship.
He seemed so sad. I couldn't just leave him behind. Come on, Licky, let's clean you up.
He's not dirty.
You probably got your science juice on him.
Science juice? You mean Dennis's shrinking serum?
The purple fizzing liquid or whatever you call it?
I didn't use that on Licky. I wouldn't subject him to an inferior science experiment.
It's okay, Licky. I'll just give you a little bath in the sink. Licky!
He's growing.
What did you do to him?
Just zapped him with my growth ring. I guess it needs water to trigger the reaction.
He's still growing. Make it stop.
Turn the water off.
He's the size of a dog now.
Fascinating.
And he sounds like one too?
It appears the volume of liquid the subject intakes is absorbed into its mass.
Say it in English.
The more water he touches, the bigger he gets.
How do we change him back?
Don't worry. The ray has a reverse function.
So, if we zap him again, he'll turn back to normal.
Exactly. Pick him up, and I'll get my ray.
He's so heavy!
Dennis is gonna be so jealous when I show this off at ISF. Now hold Licky still.
He's too heavy!
Don't drop him!
Oh no!
Hallie!
Oh no! Oh.
You left the door open!
Licky, no!
He's escaping!
Come back!
Licky!
Licky!
I'll go get him.
I'm coming too.
You'll just get in the way. Stay here. I'll handle it.
Bart!
Sup, little dude? Nice toy blaster. Are you joining the laser tag sesh?
Sure. Wait, you're one of the ship employees, right?
Kyle of the activities committee at your service, little bro.
Hypothetical question. You haven't seen a lizard the size of a small dog running around, have you?
Nah, dude. Why, have you seen any creepy crawlies on board?
Nope. Just wondering. Gotta go.
If you get the chance, you should come to the Hookah Hookah Limbo Contest on Deck 3. It starts in 10 minutes.
Come on, Licky. Where'd you go?
Bart, wait.
Ugh. Callie, why are you here?
I brought the science juice.
Dennis's shrinking serum. Callie, I told you I can reverse the growing effects with my ray.
Then I can help find Licky. Maybe he went to the pool.
There's too many people. He probably went looking for food. He would need to eat after growing to compensate for his expanding mass.
What about the buffet?
I'll check there.
Let me help.
This is my experiment. I can handle it on my own.
Licky only calms down for me.
Fine. Just stay out of my way.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like crunching. It's coming from under the buffet table.
That must be Licky. I'll crawl under the table and grab him, but you need to stop him if he slips away again.
You better hold him still so I can turn him back to normal.
Hey, Licky, you having a little shrimp snack? Come here, that's it. That's it, it's just me. Yeah. Gotcha. I got you. No! The loud screech scared him! Grab him, Bart!
I'll get him! Licky, stop moving!
He's going for the pool! Licky fell in!
Oh no! That is a lot of water!
What's happening?
I think your gecko is having another growth spurt.
Oh, it looks like a lizard leviathan has crashed the party!
It's okay. He's friendly.
Not to worry, folks. Our team is on it. Please exit the pool deck in an orderly and tubular fashion.
This is amazing. My ray works better than I could have hoped.
This is not amazing. Someone's going to hurt Licky. He's coming out of the pool.
Looks like he's headed back to the buffet table.
It's a crock.
Drop the crab cakes and run.
Why is he eating again? Isn't he full?
He needs to eat every time he grows. It takes a lot of energy to grow that fast.
What do we do, Bart?
You distract him and I'll zap him.
Give me the ray. I can shrink him. He'll let me get close.
Are you crazy? I'm not letting you touch my growth ray.
Bart!
Hey, over here, security dudes.
Kids, step away from the crocodile.
Stop it! You'll scare him.
Don't worry, kids. Our pals in security will handle this scaly critter.
Kyle, step off.
It's turning towards us.
Get the kids out of here. We need to corner the croc.
Don't worry, young lady. I gotcha.
What are you doing? Let go of me.
He's moving. Don't let him escape.
Oh, it's booking it our way.
Get out of the way. Move.
Bart, look out. He's coming right at you.
No, Licky, stop.
You okay, son? That alligator ran right into you.
My growth rate. Where did it go?
There! It landed right in front of Licky.
No, Licky! Don't step on my ring! No! My ray is destroyed! All my work has been for nothing.
We got the crock corner by the climbing wall.
Easy, big fella. Just stay still.
Leave him alone!
What's it doing?
He's going right up that climbing wall.
Whoa, he's already at the top. By golly, that is a course record.
Get it down!
Oh, looks like it's gonna dive off the boat.
Licky, no! Don't jump!
Oh, there he goes.
Wow, 10 out of 10 dive.
Not the time, Kyle.
Sorry about that little scare, folks, but the lizard monster is gone. We'll have the buffet back up and running momentarily.
Do you see Licky?
He's gone, Callie. Should have let me handle it. Hey, stop hitting me.
This is all your fault.
Callie.
You made me lose Licky.
I wanted to prove that my growth ray worked.
Why do you always want people to think that you're smarter than everybody else?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Everyone has to do things your way, or else it's a bad idea.
Callie.
You would have won the science fair if you listened to Dennis and his ideas.
He and I never could get along.
You could have made it work if you listened to him. Instead, you told him to leave.
How do you know that?
Your room is right next to mine. I could always hear you two when you fought.
Look, just listen.
If you listened to me and let me use the shrink juice, we would have turned Licky back to normal.
I know, you're right. I should have... Wait, what is going on down there?
Down where?
The ocean. It's bubbling.
What is it?
Look, something's coming out of the water. Whoa, it's enormous.
Wait, is that... Licky!
It's a giant lizard monster! Run for your life!
He's taller than a skyscraper!
I guess my ray didn't have a size limit.
What do we do?
We have to get him out of the ocean. The more water he absorbs, the bigger he's going to grow.
But he's already bigger than the boat!
Then we need a way to shrink him from here.
We already have a way, remember? I brought the shrink juice!
Dennis's formula?
We can shrink Licky if we get it on him.
But how do we get the serum on him?
I have an idea. Follow me to the buffet.
Right behind you.
I want to remind everyone that sea monster or no sea monster, there is no running by the pool. Safety first!
What are we looking for?
That!
A cart full of shrimp?
Yes! If we put the shrink juice on the shrimp, he'll eat it and boom! He's cured!
Are you sure this will work?
I've been feeding Licky shrimp the whole trip. He's basically obsessed.
I'll trust you.
Help me push the cart to the edge of the ship.
Okay. Now! Look out!
Oops, sorry! Lizard food coming through.
Let's park the cart by the guardrail. Where's Dennis's formula?
Here!
Quick, pour it into the shrimp.
I can't get it open!
What was that?
Oh no! Licky already smells the shrimp!
He's coming for it!
But I didn't pour the juice on yet!
Too late! Look out! Are you okay?
I'm fine. But Licky ate the shrimp. Cart and all!
What is the monster doing?
He's got his arms around the boat!
Look at that hideous tongue!
He's got a...
We hope that you enjoy your remaining time with us before the ship is destroyed and we all sink into the dark abyss of the ocean.
He stuck his tongue to the boat!
He's pulling us into his mouth! What do we do?
Let's throw the shrink juice on his tongue!
That'll have to work.
Whoa! The ship is tipping over!
Hang on to the guardrail!
Can you reach his tongue?
Not unless I throw the serum at him.
We're not gonna make it. He's almost got the boat in his mouth. Here, take the shrink juice!
Got it!
Bart, throw it now!
Here goes nothing! Ugh. Got on his tongue!
What's happening to Licky?
He's letting go of the boat. Hang on!
Whoa!
Don't let go! The boat is leveling out.
Whoa! Water is flying out of Licky. Is he okay?
The serum turns the subject hydrophobic.
Speak English!
It makes all of the water he's absorbed shoot out of him.
Thank you!
The monster is gone!
We're safe!
Wait! Where's Licky?
Oh, no. Did he fall into the ocean? Wait, did you hear that? I think it was over the side of the boat. Look!
There he is! His tongue is still stuck to the boat.
I'll grab him.
Please be careful.
Got him. There you go, Callie.
Aw, he must be exhausted. Come on, Licky, I'll put you in my pocket so you can take a nap.
Hey, Callie.
Yeah?
That was a good plan. You really saved us back there.
Did you just give me credit?
Well, I think you deserve it. It was your plan that saved the day. And you were right. I do want people to think I'm smart.
You are smart. You just don't need to try so hard to prove it.
Thanks. You are also right about Dennis. I need to apologize to him.
Maybe he'll even be your partner again.
Hope so.
Attention all passengers. In celebration of not becoming lizard food, we will be holding a Tiki Hut dance party on the top deck. We will also be offering laundry services to anyone who needs new pants. I know I do.
Look, there's Mom and Dad.
Mommy, Daddy, over here.
Hey, kids. Glad to see you two out here instead of in that cabin.
How was your sensory deprivation session?
Frankly, it was not as relaxing as I hoped it'd be.
I didn't expect a sensory deprivation chamber to toss us around so much.
What happened to the deck? It's a complete mess.
You just had to be there. Hi, I'm Daxton Osmond. I play Bart.
And I'm Lillian Walker, and I play Callie. I am very into lizards and geckos, actually. My favorite animal right now is a frog. So I would really love an amphibian or a lizard. I would keep it in a tank in like my bedroom if my mom would let me, but every once in a while I would take it out, scare my sister.
Licky! What are you doing to him? Give him back!
Why'd you bring your lizard on board?
He seemed so sad. I couldn't just leave him behind.
I've always wanted an older sibling so I can get teased so I can tease them back.
Being the oldest in my family, I kind of act like Bart sometimes, where it's like, what do they even know? I'm the oldest, so I probably know everything, and they are younger than me, so they don't know anything. I'll go get him.
I'm coming too.
You'll just get in the way. Stay here. I'll handle it.
Bart!
But then my younger siblings will do something or say something that surprises me, and I'm like, oh, that was right. You actually are smart. That was a good plan.
Did you just give me credit?
Well, I think you deserve it. You were right. I do want people to think I'm smart.
You are smart. You just don't need to try so hard to prove it.
Thanks so much for listening.
I hope you had as much fun listening to it as we had recording it.
See y'all later.
So, Sam, have you ever been on a cruise yourself?
You know, I've been on a lot of great vacations, but I've never been on a cruise. And Attack of the Geckozilla is not a good selling point for cruises, yeah. I have to tell you.
You know, I have been on two cruises before, one for my honeymoon, and it was so great because with a wedding and planning and everything, it's so stressful, and you just get aboard the cruise ship, and you're just like, vacation me, you know? Yes. And they do all the work for you. It was so great. And luckily, we didn't have any kaiju.
Yeah, luckily.
Giant monsters come and attack us during the
night. I have a lot of family members who've been on cruises, and they come back relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that the cruise voice. Maybe yeah. I should reconsider. Go on a cruise. Well, Brian and I love talking about every episode of Kaboom, and we'd love to hear what you think, too. Leave a review or comment on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels.
We appreciate that so much because reviews really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we might just read your comment on the show.
Like this comment on the episode Zombie Tag from a listener on YouTube with the username CRD_XD that said, I love how this is a dramatic retelling of a realistic story rather than everything happening being supernatural. Mm. Nice change of pace from the usual Kaboom eps. Also, callbacks, continuity, never expected that, LOL.
Yeah, we're so glad that somebody caught that. We threw a little Easter egg into the script for longtime Kaboom fans. Did you happen to catch it? If you did, go and leave us a comment on the Zombie Tag episode on Spotify or YouTube to let us know.
And if you didn't, go back and listen to that episode. Zombie Tag is a great episode, and it is kind of a different one, right?
We'll give you a hint. Go back and listen to Summer Camp and Intergalactic Report.
In any case, we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for the next Kaboom adventure. Attack of Geckozilla was written and directed by Garrett Gunnell. The cast included Daxton Osmond as Bart, Lillian Walker as Callie, Trenton James as Kyle, Garrett Gunnell as Dad, Carrie Griggs as Mom, and Sam Payne, Brian Tanner, and Becca Hurley as the security guards.
Oh, yeah. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by James Call, DJ Cromarty, and Trent Reimschussel, dialogue editing by Gracie Davis and Gabriel Haro, sound design by Gabriel Haro, and music editing and mixing by Gracie Davis. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Garrett Gunnell, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Garrett Gunnell, Carrie Griggs, and Paige Jensen Rutter. Our theme music was written by Sam Clausen. All Kaboom original art was created by Adrian Walsh, and Ikaika Kamimoto is our marketing manager. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.